Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous share where we saw a number of Bam Kashas and the Sugya of Mesim Chavshi. And now we're going to get to the Yishuv of these Kashas, based again on the Torah of Meinu Rabbeinu, a Gaon HaTzadik and Kobo Rev Moshe Luria Zatzal. The Gemara requires an explanation, as the Rashash already asked. The Gemara in Nideh and Daf Samach Aleph, it says there, the reason you're not allowed to bury somebody with Kelayim is because of Ein Mrs. Patel Slasid Lavo, and he's going to be Tchias HaMesim, he's going to get up and he's going to be wearing his Kelayim. So Memela, you're not allowed to bury him with Kelayim. And the one who's Matir is Matir because it says B'meisim Chavshi. What's B'meisim Chavshi? When he's dead, he's Patur Mi Mitzvahs. So bury him with Kelayim, what's the problem? So if you just read the Gemara, Pashup Pshat, it doesn't make sense. Because you're right, B'meisim Chavshi. B'meisim Chavshi solves the problem in the meantime. But Rav Shalom, tomorrow there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. And then he's going to get up. And he's going to be wearing his Shanis. So how can you bury him in his coat? How can you bury him in the Shanis if he's going to be getting up? He's going to be Tchias HaMesim. You're right, B'meisim Chavshi. What about Tchias HaMesim? So the Gemara doesn't make sense. As I had gefragt der Rashash, entweder der Rashash, that what Gemara wants to say is that from the moment he dies, there's also a p'tur of la'asid lavoi. In other words, he's dead, and the memela, this p'tur min ha-mitzvahs, is chal forever. But this doesn't make sense, because it says in the pasuk meisim chavshi, that when he's dead, he's pater. When he's dead, dead people are pater mitzvahs. It's not pshat that the misa paters. It's when he's dead, he's pater. When he gets up, he's not pater anymore. So meichi teis, he's going to be pater even in the future. So therefore, it would appear that b'vadai misvaro, we know that a mace, when he's a mace, there are no kiyum mitzvahs. But just we would have said that it's because he has no hechatimsa to be mekayim mitzvahs. But Rabbi Yechanan is mechadish to us shtiyesh p'tur v'nasa kegoy shehu potur min ha-mitzvahs oi kekoydem matan toira v'loi ne'amar bo'i chiyuvei ha-toira v'loi rak chisoron v'hechatimsa. Rabbi Yechanan is mechadish to us that there is a p'tur, and he becomes like a goy who's pater min ha-mitzvahs. Or like before Matan Torah, that they're not in a chiyuvei Torah. It's not just the chisaron and the hechatimtzi. The chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that it's an active tour, not just the chisaron and the means. Oh, he's not alive, so he's not chayv in mitzvahs. How can he be chayv in mitzvahs? He's dead. No, it's not the pshat. The pshat is he's actually pater. He's like a goy. He's like a Jew before Matan Torah. So according to this, it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that ein mitzvahs betelas la'asid lavoi. He agrees that we're going to keep mitzvahs l'asid lavoi. Just the reason of the Man D'Amar that it's aser to bury him in shatnez is because it's going to be aser. In the future. Because ein mitzvahs betelas lasid lavo. In the future it's gonna be usher. Because ein mitzvahs betelas lasid lavo, so memela, he's now that aware of shatnez now. Because afterwards he's gonna be on the levisha until he takes it off. And then that Rabbi Yochanan says when is it shaykh to say that there's an isser now? If afterwards he's going to be anus, Hechad Atu Bar Chiyuva b'mitzvus, where now he's a Bar Chiyuv, he just doesn't have a Hechad Timtzi. So Mele, if he'd be alive now, it'd be asked for him to do this Pu'ula, that's going to bring afterwards to an onus b'kiyuma mitzvah. And therefore it's asked to put Kalayim on him. But if now he's Avalim Atu Midin Patu, Hare Atu Kinochri, Shuv Einoi Mitzvah Atu La'aseis Pu'ula, Shelo Yach. If now he's pater midina, now he's like a guy, so now you're allowed to do a pu'ula. You're allowed to do a pu'ula to him that is going to make him be honest afterwards to do an avera. So this is a moiradika pshat in the machlokes in the gemara. And according to the Mandi Amar, it's aser to put shatnas on him. It's because ein mitzvahs betelus lasid lavoi, and you're not allowed to put him. They're going to be mitzvahs lasid lavoi. Mele, you're not allowed to put him in a matzav now, or afterwards he's going to be honest to be wearing shatnez when he gets up for tchias hameisa. And Rabbi Yechanan agrees in principle that ein mitzvahs betelus lasid lavoi. Just Rabbi Yechanan holds that since now he's putter, there's an active ptur. It's not just a lack of eichatimsi. There's an active ptur from kiyama mitzvahs midini is putter. Mamela, he has a din via goy. He has a din like a goy. And therefore he's allowed to do a pula now, even though afterwards it means he's going to be honest. To do an aveira. But it doesn't matter, because now he's completely absolved from any chiyuv mitzvahs. So Mele, you can do whatever you want to him now, and afterwards he's honest. He's honest. You're only now allowed to do a maisa to make yourself honest to do an aveira if you're chayiv in mitzvahs, but he's not. And with this, we can understand the words of the Rashmi Shantz. Rashmi Shantz wrote, as we saw in the previous shir, that on the kasha of what about Loig LaRosh? It says you're allowed to give him tachrichim for a meis mitzvah. I wasn't tachrichim for a meis mitzvah. Now what about Loig LaRosh? That when he's wearing it, it's you're like making fun of him. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs. And he says, no. He's not getting hanah, so it's not like he's doing an averus. It's not like l'rush that he's not chayv in mitzvahs in an averus. He's just not avera b'chlal. So pshat in the Rashi is that be'emes now what that madata now that now there's no isir kalayim is not alts b'meisim chofshi because there's no hanah. Remember we had asked. And the Rash, what do you need to come on to the reason of a Mesim Chavshi for? It's not a Mesim Chavshi. It's not because he's Patrim and HaMitzvahs, but it's because not that Patrim and HaMitzvahs that he's, you're allowed to put Kalayim on him, but because he's not doing an Avera B'chlal, because he doesn't feel it. Not because of a Mesim Chavshi. Because he's pater mi mitzvahs. Now, no, it's not an avera b'chlal. That was our kasha on the Rash. No. The reason there's no isur kalayim now is not because of b'meisim chavshi, but rather because there's no hanah, and really there's no isur kalayim. And that the Rabbi Yochanan had said b'meisim chavshi is to make him pater mi mitzvahs, and therefore he's allowed to wear it now, even though afterwards he's going to be anus. So you really need both reasons. Geshmak. You need both reasons. You need that there's no Avera now. What about for afterwards? So for afterwards, you need the B'meisim Chavshi. You're allowed to put yourself in a Matzav now of Onus, even though after Matzav now, that afterwards you're going to be Onus because B'meisim Chavshi. Because now he has the status of a Goy. He's not Chayv Mitzvah B'chlal. Now, in the din of Machrei Ksus, it says in the Mishnah that they're Pater. Somebody who's selling a garment is Pater. He's not Aser Al Shatnez. Because ein mechaben al las levisha, they don't have kavana for the hanoi of levisha, of wearing the clothing. They just want to sell the garment. However, it says there in the Mishnah that somebody who is wearing a shatnez in order to the avrechas hamechas, in order to not to have to pay taxes, so it's asir. So again, it's not an las levisha. He's doing the avrechas hamechas. So what's the difference? Why a mochek sus mutter and lavrechas mechas aser? So that's the kash of the Rash. Maishna hameha, what's the difference? And he answers the pligi. Adodi bedina den miskaven, den miskaven. Ubemes ein chiluk beinem. No, it's a machlekes. Medina beinam miskaven. The opinion of the beinam miskaven's mutter holds you're allowed to wear it mochek sus, and the opinion of beinam miskaven's aser holds lavrechas mechas aser. They just have a difference of opinion as far as the din of Eino Miskavin. So there's no real difference in the two cases. They're both, they don't run out of Kavana, they both don't have Kavana. This is the Machlokas. If you don't have Kavana, what's the din? Because the Mishnah was omitted on this in the Kalayim, in the 10th chapter. And he writes, the Rambam explains that of Machlok Sus, Rak Linyan Ha'aloi, Rak Oz Mutter Mishum Eino Miskavin, Abel Bohot, Goyim Vem Gnuve Meches, Reim Loivshin Mamish. So the Moichrek Sus isn't Mamish Levisha. They're just, you know, like, just, you know, putting it on a little bit to show it to the seller. It's not, they're not really wearing it properly. Whereas those who are Ganuve Meches, they're Mamish wearing it. You know, they're wearing it like real clothing, unlike a clothing seller. So therefore, the Ganuve Meches are going to be Chayiv, even though he's Eino Miskavin. Even though he's Eino Miskavin, and the Moichrek Sus are going to be mutter because they're not mamish wearing it. Ubiul Dvolov explains Moreno Rabbeinu Zitzal, what's pshat in this Heiliger Kesef Mishnah. The Choluk Ha'aloa Melevisha B'Yisoy Ta'isu, that there is a fundamental distinction between Ha'aloa, putting it, placing it on yourself, and Levishan actually wearing it in the Yisoda, in the foundation of the prohibition. This is the era of the prohibition, right? Until Mashiach comes, if mitzvahs are retail sus in love. In the meantime, we're in the era of the prohibition, not of alcohol, of other things. Dahad bin Levisha disbahanoe, that we require Levisha that has hanoe, is not because the Isser is the hanoe. The Isser is not the hanoe, but rather, like we saw in the Oinig Yomtiv, that is what makes it Levisha. If you have Hanah, that's what makes it, we spoke about this in the previous year. If you have Hanah, that's what makes it Levisha. And therefore, even if you're not Mechavin Lahanah, but there's Levisha. You don't have to have Kavanah for the Hanah, because the Isser is not the Hanah. The Isser is the Levisha. There's just a Tanai in the Hanah. But Ha'aloa, when you're not actually wearing it properly, you're just placing it on yourself, there the Isser is only because of the Hanah. Because it's not Levisha. And if you're not Mechavin Lahanos, there's no Isser. So again, the Gnuve Meches, they're Mamish wearing it. So they're Mamish wearing it. So they don't have to have Kavanah for Hanah. The male, they're getting Hanah, so it's a Levisha. But Halah, the Isser is only else the Hanah. And that's the Mechrek Sus. And since they don't have Kavanah for Hanah, they're cool. You can wear it. Now the Rash didn't answer that way. Why not? Not because he argues with this Yisod. Rather, it's because it's a doichak for him to say that Mechrek Sus are talking about Ha'Allah alone and not Levisha. So according to this, even the Rash is moided to this Svore, that we don't require Hanah v'Levisha. You don't require Hanah Bilavisha. Just, that's not the Tanai, the Isser, that's not the Isser, Ikaris, or the Hanah. Just in order that it should have a shame Levisha, that's why you need Hanah. The Hanah that you're getting gives it a shame Levisha, because it's only called a proper Levisha that you're wearing it if there's Hanah. Gevaldik. And that he writes, Shebemeis Pater, Imbachai Wechai Gavna Gamkin Pater. What did the Rash say, as we saw in the previous shiur? The Rash says that, do you know why there's no problem of Loig LaRash? when it comes to putting kalayim on a corpse? And the answer is because there's no hana. There's no hana. Since by a chai there'd be no hana, he'd be patur, so to a mace. Because he learns that the shem maisa levisha isn't shaykh by a mace. Only by a chai it's shaykh to have a maisa levisha. But by a mace it's called ha'ala. It's not called a proper wearing, just placing it on top of himself. Even if it's done by derech levisha, but he's not really get. You're dressing a dead person. Dead people don't get dressed. You can cover them with clothing, but it's not really called getting dressed. And if that's true, then it's not a ma'aser levisha. Then you actually need hana. And if there's no iser hana, then there's no iser at all. But if it's a levisha mamish, like kalayim betzitzis, even he's moide, if there's an iser, even without hana. So that's the yesod advarim of the rash. That when it comes to a mace, when a mace is wearing clothing, that's not called levisha. You need hana, and a mace can't have hana, so mamele is completely off the hook. Hashem kein adam chai, if he's wearing it, so it's levisha, then he's chayiv. And if it's ha'alah, then you actually need hana. That's the issur is because of the hana. So with this, we can answer the kash of the rosh. Because the rosh says that, what's the difference between kalayim and tzitzis? We said that by kalayim, it's not loig l'rosh. Why not? Because he's dead. He's dead. And therefore, since he's dead, there's no hana. So by tzitzis, also we should be allowed to put tzitzis on a corpse because he's dead and there's no hana. And yet we say you're not allowed to because it's loig l'rosh. So the answer is that the Rosh learned, Rabbeinu Asher learned, that mace, loy nikra filu ha'ala. By a mace, it's not even called ha'ala, it's nothing. It's therefore he's makshe from tzitzis. Why is the loig l'rosh? Why is the loig l'rosh by tzitzis and not by kelayim? It's nothing by either of them. So he doesn't see the chiluk. But the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon is learning now that it is called Ha'ala. By a mace, it is called Ha'ala. And Linyan Kalayim, if there's no Hana, there's no Isser. Mashaykein Linyan Sitzis, that it says, Asher Techaseh, there all you need is Ha'ala. Even if there's no Hana. When it comes to a mace, it's just called placing it on him. When it comes to Kalayim, it's called placing it on him when you put the kalayim on the mace. But by kalayim, you need hana. If you do hala, then you need hana. And the mace has no hana, so therefore by kalayim, there's no loig l'rosh. When it comes to tzitzis, it says, l'shel techas, all you have to do is cover. So the mitzvah is covering. The mitzvah is covering. You don't need hana. All you need is hala, even if he's not nana. So what's the idea of Hana by Tzitzis? The idea of Hana by Tzitzis is that it's a gather in the Levisha. That's a proper Levisha is that you're getting Hana. It's a proper... That's called the proper Techasibah. The proper Techasibah is that you're getting Hana. Now a mace can't get Hana. So it could be Kisu even without Hana. So that would be the chiluk, according to the Rash, between tzitzis and kelayim. That by kelayim, what's the yisur? The yisur is if he's wearing it, then it's an yisur levisha. But if it's a dead person, there's no such thing as wearing it. So what's the yisur? It's an yisur ha'ala. And for ha'ala, you need hana. And a mace can't have hana. So therefore, it's no loig l'rosh to put a kalayim on it. Because there's no isser he's doing. Because there's no hana. Allah needs hana. But according by Tzitzis, it says a shetachase. All you need to do is cover. So mele, since all you need to do is cover, so there hana is not necessary, and it's going to be. It's going to be asri without hana. It's going to be love, and it's going to be. Excuse me. It's going to be a mitzvah even without hana. So since it's going to be a mitzvah even without hana, if you put it on the maize, it's loeg larosh. Because by tzitzis, where it says ashet chaseba, the only reason you need hana by tzitzis is that it's a proper kisui. But if it's going to be a proper kisui even without hana, then it's considered that he's wearing tzitzis. So by a dead person, it's considered a proper kisui even though there's no hana. Mashen came by Kalayim, there, without Hana, it's nothing. Without Hana, there's no Isser. Because this Halah requires Hana. And there's no Hana, there's no Isser. Therefore, it's not Loeg LaRosh. But by Tzitzis, all you require is a Techaseba. So you have a Techaseba. This is called a ksusa sheta chasiba. And again, any hana you're getting is that it should be a ksusa sheta chasiba. So if it's a dead person, so it's a ksusa, even if he's not getting hana, it's still considered a ksusa sheta chasiba. That's all you require. By kalayim, you require that that if it's hala, this hala that you're just covering him with it, there has to be some hana. Otherwise, what's the point? And it's just putting it over him. Why are you putting it over him? So there has to be some hana. There's no hana, it's nothing. But by tzitzis, it's a ksusa sheta chasiba. If as long as it's together, ksusa sheta chasiba, it's going to be aser. And therefore it's going to be a mitzvah to wear this tzitzis. And therefore it's going to be loeg larosh to put it on the mace because it's a ksusa sheta chasiba. So that's the chilek according to the Rash. And again, according to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, it's not called halah by either of them. And therefore, what's the difference? And now, b'siyata d'shmaya, we can understand why the Rambam omitted the Tosefta. What's the Tosefta? Let's just recapitulate. That it says in the Tosefta that if somebody's muder hanoi mechaveiroi, Shimon is not only getting hanoi from Reuven. Reuven can make him techrichim because the mace doesn't get hana. Why did the Rambam omit this Tosefta? And you can't say because maceim are chavshim in hamitzvahs because there's also a problem on the one who is meidir the hana. He's also being over an avera, so he's not been maceim chavshi. So he should have passed in this Tosefta that mace ain't lo hana and therefore it's mutter, as we spoke about in the previous year. So why did the Rambam omit the Tosefta of mudar ana mechaver also lo techrichim the mace ain't lo hana? Because we can say that she'im hidiro b'chayav yika isur ala meidir, that if Reuven was meidir Shimon b'chayav, he said to Shimon, you're not getting hana from me. There's an isur ala meidir on Reuven to give hana to Shimon. That is, if we say that the din of a mace is not a p'tul be'etzim agavre. Rather, as we spoke about in the previous year, that mace is p'tur me'etzim agavra. Rather, mace is just a chisaron in the hechatimsi. If you want a taina, if there's an issa, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, you're not allowed to get hana from me. So what do we want to say? That even after Shimon is dead, he's not mitzad Reuven. Shimon's allowed to get hana because he's dead. Mitzad Reuven, Reuven's not allowed to give him hana. But that's only if we say that the din of a mace is not a p'tur b'etzim agavra, but rather if it's someone in the hechatimsi. So no hechatimsi, he's dead. But for Reuven, there's hechatimsi, and the major, there's still an isser, because he can still be over the isser because he's still alive. But if we say that it's Yitur mitzvah like a ger, Shin is Gaya raising a gav racher, it's another person. So then the Meidur doesn't have any Isser to give him Hana. And therefore, even if there's Hana Lemeis, he's not the same guy. He's a different guy. So it's a Ptur Batsim. And how did the Rambam pass? Can I pass like Rabbi Yochanan? Rambam says, Kevin Shem Meis, Nasa Chavshi Min HaMitzvahs. Which, as we explained in the previous year, means that it's a Ptur Batsim. He's a different guy. And the Mele, you don't need to come on to the reason of Ein Hana L'Meis. It's a different guy. Not only Ein Hana L'Meis, and that's why it's Mutter. Because you can just say, like the Rambam says, Chavshi Min HaMitzvahs, which means that not only is Shimon Chavshi Min HaMitzvahs, but even Reuven. Because Shimon is a different guy for now. Shimon's dead. So giving Shimon Hana is not giving the same Shimon you were made your Hanav, who's Mudar Hana. It's different Shimon. So the Rambam was Mistapek. The Rambam was sufficed with the reason of Kevin Shemes Nasha Chavshi Min HaMitzvahs. The only problem is, what about Rabbi Yechanan? Say to the Rambam who's going to Rabbi Yechanan, what about Rabbi Yechanan? Why do Rabbi Yechanan need to come on to the reason of Kaisen Asimis Nasachav Shimon HaMitzvahs? Why doesn't he just use the reason of the Tosefta? That may say no Hana, and that's why Reuven is allowed to be Mahanishim. Why did Rabbi Yechanan not go with the Tosefta? So maybe we can say that this din that the Meidir is over isn't so clear in the Gemara and the Rishonim. The Rishonim argue with the Rambam. So Rabbi Yochanan was explaining, the Rambam was explaining why there's no Isser on Reuven. You would think there's an Isser on Reuven. And Kamash Milan, there was no Isser on Reuven to be Mahana Shimon who's dead. Because Kevin Shemeis Nase Chav Shimon HaMitzvahs. Which means he's a different person. So not only is it Mutter for Shimon, because he's Patur Mimitzvahs, but it's also Mutter for Reuven. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is explaining. But Rabbi Yochanan could tell you that I'm giving a different reason than the Tosefta, because maybe you don't even have to go there. You don't have to give an explanation as to why. My explanation is explaining why it's not Asa for Reuven. You would think it's Asa for Reuven, Kamash Milan Kemich Meiz Nasa Chav Shimon HaMitzvahs. But who says that it's Bechal Asa for Reuven? It's not even Pasha that it's Asa for Reuven in the first place. So in Mele, you can just say the simple reason that may say no Hana, just to explain Shimon. Why it's Mutter for Shimon. And that's why the Tosefta says that may say no Hana. That explains why it's Mutter for Shimon. As far as Reuven is concerned, we're not concerned with Reuven Bechal. On the other hand, if you say Kemen Shemes Nase, it may say Lohana, so it's also may say Lohana, then there's no Isra on Reuven, give to Shimon. So it comes out that both according to the reason of Kevin Shemes Nase, Chav Shimon HaMitzvahs, and it may say Lohana, so that's Matrit for Reuven, and it's Matrit for both Reuven and Shimon. So again, why need to come out to the din of Mesim Chavshi? Just say Pasha like the Tosefta, it may say Lohana, and it's Matrit both. And even though you don't necessarily need the heter for Reuven to say it, but Mesim Chavshi is Matir Shimon, and so is Mesim Lohana. So then on this Nekuda we need a Tzarechim, but Baruch Hashem, we learn Yisrael this Gedolim, and this Shir, these two Shiurim, but Hana and Levisha, Ramish Kabaldik, and with God's help, we're going to Mitzvah Hashem, see more and more in Flos Mitzvah Hashem, and it is going to be fantastic. So please stay tuned. And we will continue our traversing the Siyat and Shmai B'Linedu through Maseches Avodah Zarah, Apitoros Meir Rabbeinu Zatzal B'Linedu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.